Saya Vina Mubtadi dari VOA di Washington DC. Biasanya nih, dalam sebuah kelas gitu ya, anak yang lebih muda diajar oleh orang yang lebih tua. Tapi dalam hal teknologi, bisa kebalikannya.
Would anything else go in there, like for my files, if I did something and I saved it, it would go in here.
Itulah yang terjadi di Columbia, Maryland, di mana sebuah lokakarya gratis menawarkan pelajaran teknologi kepada warga lanjut usia atau lansia. Salah seorang pesertanya adalah Myra Stafford yang berusia 73 tahun. Tujuannya hanya satu, yaitu belajar menggunakan iPad pemberian putrinya.
I am more confident today than I was before. Today I have more hands-on. Working with young people makes it wonderful because that's all they know. And they didn't make me feel that I was old or dumb.
Remaja 11 tahun Zion Perkins adalah pengajar Stafford.
You have to be really, really patient, you know, because some of them might not know as well as others, so you have to be really patient.
Para pengajar muda juga mendapat banyak manfaat, kata Sapphire Windley dari The Youth and Teen Center yang mengelola program ini.
I find in this day and age, our young people, they're trying to explore and find out how do they add value to life. Just trying to find their way. So this is something where they're needed and their skill set is valued and it gives them purpose.
Dan juga ada semacam rasa bangga kalau bisa mengajak seseorang menyelami era digital. The Voice of America, direct from Washington.